Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and rock god Rick Mexa.
Welcome back. Hour number two of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, as we just heard from Pete Gray. Obviously not in the studio because he's down there on the Royal Star. I bet he's probably got a bait in the water right now after hearing that great report that things are biting on our annual Let's Talk Hookup fly down, fly back trip aboard the Royal Star, and wishing continued success to those guys, and look forward to hearing another report from Pete live from the Royal Star tomorrow morning. Boy, are we having a great show today. Speaking of Royal Star, Captain Tim Ekstrom of the Royal Star is joining us this morning. We're talking all kinds of great fishing, talking long range, talking local, and we want to talk to you this morning. If you want to be a part of all the fun going on here on Let's Talk Hookup, there's two ways that you can reach us. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090, or you can reach us toll-free. That toll-free number is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only talking all that great fishing today, we're also giving away an unbelievable prize. One lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to win a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the Twin Falls with an olive fade frame, and that great Maui HT lens, those awesome glasses, courtesy of our great friends at Maui Jim. So a great pair of glasses at the end of the show today. And speaking of great, fishing has been awesome, and we're going to tell you all about it right now. It's time for the Catch Report, which today is sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Get the absolute finest fish processing while you wait from your local, your long range, or your private boat trip. They have taken the San Diego processing business to all new levels with superior service, superior product, and great innovations like pre-booking your processing orders and that great new tuna burger. You can find them on Facebook at Fisherman's Processing, or for more details, check out fishermansprocessing.com for more details. And I know big day of the dock, big day coming up tomorrow. Sean and Rosie are going to be there, and we'll look forward to hopefully hearing more from Sean and Rosie, and certainly look forward to seeing them at Day at the Docks tomorrow. Hey, let's start off the Catch Report with our private boater buddy, the man, Captain Mark Wish, is on the line with our FishDope.com report. Well, good morning, Mark.
Morning, Rick. Good morning, Tim. God, that was classic listening to Pete calling in with that blow-by-blow report. That was awesome.
Isn't that cool?
That was unbelievable, man. Hey, but we've had some marginal weather on the outside, guys. Some of those zones where that local bluefin showed up a week or two ago, had some tougher conditions, so hopefully with things calming down, straightening out, and more coverage, they get located again. It's a nice grade of fish for this time of year. And that water down there southeast of Pyramid Head at San Clemente Island is probably the best shot around to take a look at that for that bluefin. At San Clemente Island proper, nothing short of fantastic yellowtail fishing, guys. The island is holding some major volume of fish. Both ends have been biting pretty good here. And then scattered all along the back also. There's been a little navy grief from time to time, so, you know, guys get chased out of one and they got to go fish the other. But a lot of fish over there, and, you know, stuff's biting surface jigs, yo-yo jigs. You can fly line a sardine. You can slow troll a mackerel. Those are all ways to catch some of that nice graded yellowtail that's there. And then up in the shallows right now, that calico bass fishing is just absolutely off the charts for the guys fishing the plastic up there on the boiler rocks. But, guys, truly, be respectful of the Navy. It's their island. We just got to take it easy on them. One of these days, they're going to throw us out of there. Catalina Island, much the same. Good calico bass fishing. Lots of rockfish around, deeper water. There's been a little sprinkle of bonita and barracuda. It's just been steady fishing for that mixed-grade yellow over there also. And then some of that bigger fish has been hanging out on the Farnsworth for quite some time. And then there's some new fish that moved in. Some of that better-grade fish showed up on the East End yesterday. So quite a bit of yellow around that island. It's really been good springtime fishing with one notable exception. Our sea bass have mostly been MIA. There's a very few around. You really got to work for them. Mostly shallow water. Backside east is your best shot for a sea bass. Squid situation over there, it's just absolutely tough to the point of almost non-existent. There is a little bit of bait, mostly small bait. It's hard to catch. It's mostly on the front. But, you know, if you do catch a little bit, it's worth it. You can turn it in some quality, no problem. And on the beach here, still good sign of yellows out there on the 150, but, man, they're tough to catch. There's tonnage of red crabs in the area and just clouds of microbait, like two eyes and a wiggle kind of microbait. and those yells are just rolling around. They're slurping up those minnows like a trout sucks down a dry fly. So it's kind of fun to watch them, but, man, it's hard to catch them. But hopefully they'll get back on the bite here. But overall, there's quite a bit of big fish, and we got nice weather right now. It's time to go fishing, guys.
Man, sounds like it, Mark. Well, certainly a great report up and down the beach. And I know we always say that the beauty of the fishdope.com thing, and I know you do so much as far as giving those guys that kind of info, is this time of year when there's not a ton of guys fishing, you don't have the whole fleet in one shot, you can find out where areas are going on just like that. And if a guy wants to join fishdope.com with a brand new membership, there's a brand new code that's going to save you $20 on a new membership, and that's LTHU2015. Let's talk Hook Up 2015 again. LTHU2015, all lowercase, no space, will give you a chance at saving $20 on that fishdope.com report. And certainly some good fishing, Mark. Appreciate that. If somebody wants a little more information, how do we find you at Pacific Edge?
And come and see us at the shop there. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger in Huntington Beach by the big Chevron station. Phone number is area code 714-840-4262. The website, PacificEdgeTackle.com. And more exciting news of some sort for next week. We'll talk to you guys then.
Look forward to it, Mark. Great report. Appreciate that. We'll talk to you next Saturday. Let's head down the coast now over to C4 Sport Fishing in San Diego and talk to our good buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on there at C4?
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Good morning.
Well, I mean, pretty much the same report I'm going to give you today. Could probably give you last week's report and the week before that or the week before that. The week before that, very good fishing on the half day, lots of rockfish, reds, a little bit of sheephead sculpin, occasional yellowtail popping up locally there. The three-quarter day, some of the most consistent yellowtail fishing I've seen on the three-quarter day since I started working here. San Diego's getting out just about every day, anywhere from 30, 40 on a bad day to 100-plus on a good day. Some good-sized fish in the mix there. We have some day and a half boats still going out this weekend. I'm going to take a look around, see what they can find. Didn't see any bluefin last weekend. A little bit of yellowtail, bonita, and good bottom fishing. Hopefully they come across something else this week. The twilight trip got out last night. We're running those Fridays and Saturdays currently. 10 anglers had 33 rockfish, 14 reds, so good fishing on there, very similar to the half day. All around good fishing, great weather. We'd love to take you guys out there. Check out the website, seaforthlanding.com. We have our full schedule up there, half day, twilight, three-quarter day, day and a half. Starting to see some of those two and a half, and three-day trips scheduled up there also that some of the boats are running. So take a look at that. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Said come out and enjoy the great weather and some great fishing.
God, crazy, crazy, crazy good fishing, Marcos. And I'm with you, man. I just can't ever remember the consistency, just trip after trip. And it's not like trip after trip of, hey, look at it wasn't that long ago when, hey, they got some yellows. You know, that's a big deal that there were some on the boat. And now it's just trip after trip of, they had 50, they had 80. It's just unbelievable the run of fishing that's going on right now, both local and on the overnight trips and everything that's going on, Marcos. If somebody wants to book a spot, we were talking about it earlier, how important reservations are both in the beginning of the season just to make sure that the boat knows they're going to have enough people to go, and then as things progress, we saw how good the fishing was last year, how important they are just to secure your spot. And I know it's a big deal making sure that everybody that's planning on going fishing with you puts their name down ahead of time.
Yeah, especially now with how fast information travels there, you're not going to be the one guy that sneaks on the boat when he sees the last second there's a lot of yellowtail. Everybody's going to know it. Everybody's going to make reservations. So definitely make reservations either online through the website. Go on there and do everything, directly yourself. You can give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. And, yeah, definitely make those reservations, get your gear, and come out fishing.
Marcos, great report as always. Glad to hear that things are going so well at Seaforth, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to you then.
All right, Marcos, thanks a lot for that. Again, that's going to wrap up our catch report today, sponsored in part by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, where they only make products that work. If you want to end your connection failures, you need to get the Sato Crimp Kit. It's a must-have piece of gear for your trip on everything to catch your school-sized tuna up to record-sized tuna with all brass crimps and other features. It's better than ever. I know it's the favorite connection method for the Royal Star, the Royal Polaris, the American Angler, and most of the other top boats. And if you haven't already, you should make it your preferred connection from Spectra to Mono or Spectra to Fluorocarbon. You can get it at selected tackle stores like the Longfin, Fisherman's Lining Tackle, and Sato Crimp and Winder.com. And speaking of that, Tim, I know there's no doubt you've seen everything, success and failures, in the world of connecting Spectra to Mono. We use that Sato Crimp system in the shop at Fisherman's Lining all the time, both for speed and efficiency. What, you guys still continue to use that on the Royal Star? I mean, is that a safe method of connecting your fluoro top shot to your to your Spectra?
No doubt about it, it is. You got to do it right. That's the one thing I can say, that you have to make absolute certain you have the right crimp, the right size. You have to have the exact amount of pressure. You know, the caveat to it is incredibly reliable. The connection passes through the guides beautifully. I love it. I love the system. But I've seen a number of failures using that system, not because the system's bad, it's because, you know, of operator error.
Sure.
So you got to make sure it's done right.
And in the world of, you know, this Fluoro and this Spectra, and these guys are, you know, offer a much thinner line, so their 120 is different from that 120, which is different from the 120 crimp. You know, it's got to be the right thing.
That's where I've seen the failures.
Okay.
That's exactly right. You know, somebody they're using, you know, whatever the brand is that's the ultra thin, but they use the crimp for a standard diameter for that size line, and, you know, they hook the fish of their lifetime, and shing, you know, they come back with a loose end.
If I'm going down on a long range trip and I bought the Sato crimp kit that's got the crimson pieces, on the way down, would you think one of the guys on the boat would show you, hey, this is what you want to do, this is how you crimp it? I mean, you know, on the travel days going down, would the crew be able to teach a guy, you know, the right ways of getting the leaders made and that kind of thing?
That's exactly the time to do it, and that's what the guys do. You know, they're not only are they master fishermen at the rail, they're out there to help guys catch their fish, but we're also educators. You know, I mean, our objective is, again, to make sure that you go off that boat having the time of your life and wanting to come back, but also among our objectives is to send you off that boat a better, more proficient angler than you were the day you stepped on. And that's all part of it. You know, rigging, you know, I mean, that's what you do for a living. You know, you rig and you fish, and rigging is half the battle. You have to make sure that your rigging is absolute perfection, especially when it comes to these giant yellowfin tuna. You know, all your gear is redline, man. It's at the limit. And if you don't have everything absolutely perfect, it will come back to haunt you. And that's what I'm saying. You know, we've had those times. And what are we talking about in tolerances using the crimp kit? I mean, you're talking in hundreds.
Yeah.
Exactly right. So, you know, if you're a couple, three, four hundredths off, or you didn't quite apply enough pressure, or, you know, whatever, there's all those variables, you know, you're going to come out with an unsuccessful result. And you know, you just have to make sure that your act's together. We recommend, and I don't know how many leaders, wind on leaders, those guys put together, but, you know, it's hundreds a year. And we recommend to the anglers that fish with us, is you have any question, you have any doubt, just let the guys rig them for you. And they whip them out in a couple. Last time you and I were out together, you were right up there with the guys. You know, at the end of the day, there's 20, 30 rigs up there that need to be rigged up. And everybody, you know, we whip them out. And that way we're 100% confident that the rigging is secure.
I always enjoy, you know, a gentleman will come in this tackle store getting ready for the trip, and he'll buy all the parts and pieces for making wind-ons. And some do it with success, and some like it. And it's always fun hearing after the trip, well, how'd it go? It's like, well, the first day went really good. I made two on the way down, and they both held. But I was so tired from pulling on fish afterwards that it seemed like a much better idea to just fix myself up a cocktail and leave the rod up top and say, if you could put a new leader on number six, that'd be great, and wake up the next morning, and there it is, ready to go.
That's right.
You know,
that's exactly right. And then, you know, the guys are up all night anyway, you know, either on the shifts or whatever, so we've got time to do it. And again, it's the best insurance policy that it's going to go right. You know, I'm mulling over the figures in my head. I think over the years, I can remember one time where a top shot that was rigged up by one of our guys let go, but that literally is one time in all the years. Thousands of those things. So, you know, it's all about swinging the odds in your favor. And when it comes to those big ones, you want to be as close to 100% as you possibly can.
Because they will certainly find weakness.
Yeah, they'll exploit the weakness.
No question about it. Well, hey, let's jump right back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Hills, calling us from Ventura. Good morning, Hills. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Rick and Tim.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Great, Hills. Good morning.
Hey, it's great that you got me on. Hey, I was going to ask you guys about bait. I heard Pete saying that puffers were his favorite bait, and I've heard about you guys are talking about flyers and stuff, but so I was wondering if you could explain, how do you get the puffers and fish them, and then what about stuff like small tunas? Do you guys use those? And if you're going to use that, like, how you got to, like, jig it up and put it right on the hook, or what do you guys ever do that?
That's exactly what we do. And the puffers swim around the boat at night. Daytime, too, you know, they're pelagic little, you know, they're anywhere from maybe 3 inches all the way up to 8, 10, 12 inches long. And they seek shelter under the boat. You know, they're swimming around out there. Needless to say, there's lots of predators that worry them to no end. So they see that big platform they can get under. They come around the boat at night under the light, so we scoop them up or in the daytime. And we either put them out under the kite or you just pin them on with a sinker. They've got really tough skin. And, you know, I'm trying to think how many times, you know, we dress all those fish out on the boat and quite often we'll cut their stomachs open, especially when they're jugged full to see what they're foraging on. And I can't tell you how many times we've seen those puffers in their stomach. That's what got us using them to begin with. So a very effective bait. And I think half the reason we like using them is just because they're fun to use and we make fun of them. They look funny and, you know,
puff up.
Exactly. And, you know, we call them all different kinds of names, of course. So
I'm sure. And how about small tunas?
Small tunas, we do the exact same thing. You know, we jig them as we go. It's very common when you're fishing, especially out there at Hurricane Bank, when you're fishing down around Clipper, and it's very common to have small tuna, small skipjack get around the boat, both daytime and nighttime. And you can just catch one on any kind of lure. You know, if you have a Raider jig set up that you're going to be wahoo fishing with, you sling that out there and wind one of those 3, 4, 5 pound tuna on. And you have to have a rig that's set up for it, a big hook, like a 16 or 18-0, 76-91, or a big giant 20-0 circle. And we prefer to fish those on top shots like 150 or even 200-pound and send that thing out, let it work its magic. I know the one thing I can throw out there about fishing those big baits, and by big baits, again, you know, a tuna in the, say, 4 or 5 pound range, is you really have to swing like you mean it.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You got to fish a tight drag. So you got to get, you know, we'll hook it in the back.
Get out of them.
Yeah. And I can't tell you how many times that we get bit on those big baits, those small tuna, skipjack, whatever. And you know, you swing, you hammer the drag down, and it comes out, and you wind the bait just crushed or it's scraped up.
Yeah.
So you really got to be ready for it when you're fishing one of those big baits. You got to let them eat it good. You got to be absolutely positive. And then when you go to set the hook, man, it's a real deal hook set. It's not.
There's no finesse to it.
Yeah, you're not letting the bobber go under and just start winding, man. You got to really sock it to them.
Because you got to tear the hook out of a tuna and then put it into the mouth of the big one that's trying to eat.
That's right. And what we see a lot is, you know, I think even more daytime than nighttime, as I go through to my head, you start winding on, you put it in gear, you start winding on them, and they just come at you.
Okay.
You know, they don't pull back against you. Yeah. So, you keep winding. Sometimes it's not just getting the stretch out. You know, they actually turn and they come at you, or who knows what it is they're doing down there, but they're obviously not all alarmed by it.
Right.
You know, they're just swimming around holding the thing in their mouth or it's halfway down their gullet, but sometimes it takes a full 30 seconds of, you know, keeping the line tight, keeping that tension on there, winding on it, before the thing really decides to turn around and go the other way, and you can get a good, effective hook set.
Crazy.
Keeping the line tight, that's the key.
There you go. Hills, appreciate the phone call very much. Thanks a lot for that. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, and a big block of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup with Captain Tim Ekstrom of the Royal Star, right here on the Mighty 1090. Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com. Hey, it's time for your 60-second seminar, and on your next trip, be sure to get that Power Pro Advantage. We talk about it all the time, and speaking of the Power Pro Advantage and long-range big fish fishing, can't say enough about that Power Pro Hollow Ace 16-carrier hollow line. We talked about rigging all morning. From a guy in the tackle store that's got to rig with just about every type of Spectra line out there, I can assure you there's nothing that I like more than that Hollow Ace, both for ease of operation, it's easy to open up, Very easy to push your insert connections through there, whether it be a hollow needle or just a prepared fluorocarbon or mono. It makes your job a lot easier. A very secure connection, nice and skinny, stacks on the reel. There's too many good things to say about it. For your next fishing trip, there's no question about it. Not a better hollow line out there than Hollow Ace by Power Pro. Check it out at your local tackle shop, or for more information, check out powerpro.com.
Imagine being home in the morning and fishing yellowtail and calicos at Cedros Island by the afternoon. Now you can with Cedros Adventures. Experience world-class yellowtail and calico fishing aboard comfortable pongas with local captains that know the island hotspots. Stay in Cedros Adventures' own private waterfront hotel and experience first-class meals and service with pickups in L.A., Orange, or San Diego County. You hop aboard a scheduled flight to Cedros Island to begin an incredible experience. Trips are all included. Inclusive and offer old world hospitality and fantastic fishing. Cedros Adventures. Call 310-435-6353 or check cedrosadventures.com for rates and more information.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like two free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Remind you, this portion of the show is sponsored in part by our great friends at Job Site Supply, specializing in the mechanical, electrical, and plumbing trades. Unistrut is the original metal framing system that features unique weldless connections. Unistrut metal framing helps you save time and money. It's a great alternative to conventional support methods. Come see the largest selection of Unistrut at Job Site Supply. .com. If you want more information, check out jobsitesupply.co, jobsitesupplyco.com for more details. And certainly some really great guys, and I know a lot of our listeners out there in those fields, and nobody better than doing business with Job Site Supply. Honest, very affordable, and really good guys, and some very good fishermen as well. Hey, phone lines are packed up. I know everybody wants to talk to Tim. Let's jump right back into them. This time, talking to Mike, who's calling us from Allied Garden this morning. Mike, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, what a great show. Talking about Unistrut, man, that was your commercial. That stuff is tremendous. You can get it in stainless steel or aluminum or anything.
Yeah, they're like you say, it's certainly a great alternative to conventional framing.
Yeah, that's excellent. Craziest thing I've ever seen caught in San Diego Bay, or not caught, but snagged, was back in the 70s, a guy hooked on to about an 8-foot manna that came up and breached.
Nice.
And splashed down just like it was the flying sub coming out of the voyage to the bottom of the sea.
That's a pretty crazy one.
Okay.
Yeah, no doubt about that. El Nino always provides some cool things. I know this year in the aquarium we had that was caught from San Diego Bay, right in the mouth of the bay, we had a triple tail.
Nice.
That was, you know, we put in the aquarium for a couple of days waiting for the guys from Scripps to come down. They picked it up and took it to Scripps and cataloged it and did all that. So always cool to see the
exotics. I wanted to ask is about El Nino year. What does it look like, these forecasts for this year, the kind of warmer water we're having?
Well, I mean, they did. They declared it officially an El Nino. It's kind of a mini one. Most of it's concentrated right on the coast, but we already have elevated water temperatures, and it's safe to say that you know, the precursors have already occurred, you know, between what we saw in the winter and now right into the spring. One has to imagine that we're going to follow through with, or Mother Nature, that is going to follow through with opportunities, yellowfin tuna offshore again, you know, the tropical species, the Dorado on kelts, maybe yellowtail. I think what we're seeing now indicates that. We'll see how it ultimately ends up, but you can be pretty confident right now that it's not going to be a cold water year. You know, you're going to see those tropical species available. That would be my best guess.
Excellent.
All right, well, Mike.
Haven't declared it El Nino yet.
No, they have. It's been declared by those in the know. It's been declared. You know, we knew it last year, a long time before they declared it. You know, obviously the elevated water temperatures and what we were seeing as far as the fish, you know, they seem to give it away early. For example, last year in May when we were catching yellowfin tuna offshore here within 80, 90 miles of San Diego, it was pretty obvious it was going to be a warm water year. They give us those kind of indications, but I think the scientific community, knowing what they don't know, them knowing what they don't know, they're a little more cautious before they start offering their predictions. They want to be certain. And what did it come out? It was maybe 3-4 months ago.
Yeah,
now they
exactly.
Came out, you know, it was officially declared an El Nino and that it's going to last, they're saying, at least through the fall, something of that nature, if I remember the latest update said. So, you know, it's here. So
you can call it whatever you want to call it, as long as we have Wahoo jig strikes in the Coronado Islands.
Yeah.
You can call it anything
yeah.
you want. We'll keep rolling with
or
it.
Or mantas in San Diego Bay.
Yeah. There
we'll
you go.
Take them.
Start a triple tail fishery. Mike, appreciate the phone call very much. Hey, let's talk to Mark Gillette from the Eclipse is on the line right now. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing great. Sounds like you're on the boat this morning.
Oh, no, unfortunately I'm not, but I did talk to Captain Steve, who is on the boat on the Commander right now, and really good start to their morning on their day and a half trip at San Clemente Island. Already up over 30 yellowtail here for the morning. So really nice part about these day and a half trips. They get to fish all day till dark, which is really helped them out last weekend. They scored really big in the afternoon on calico bass and yellowtail. Really good times out there right now. Good yellowtail fishing, 12 to 18 pound fish.
Nice. Excellent. Boy, and it sounds like certainly some very willing and very good biting fish and great grade, Mark. That's excellent news.
Yeah, we're excited. We do some, you know, some of our trips during the weekday as well out there. I know you guys got Tim on the show this morning, and I just wanted to call and let you guys know that aboard Eclipse and Commander Sport Fishing, the standard of which we hold ourselves has always been to the Royal Star standard. They've always set the bar on how we wanted to operate our operations.
Well, that's awesome. And I think it certainly shows. I mean, the boats are in great shape, and I know you guys go to a very big degree. I know you've talked about it on here about how, you know, important fish handling and things like that are Mark, and it's certainly great to see the kind of step up in a shorter range trip, like you say, trying to hold to what a great standard to be set.
Yep, they have set the bar high, and we're just trying to uphold that, and hope that we do a good job on our end. If anybody's looking to do any charters on the Commander, we are doing some charters right now out of Long Beach Sport Fishing. Now would be the time to book your trip out to San Clemente Island.
Awesome, Mark. Well, certainly great fishing going on right now. Give us the phone number if somebody wants to book a trip on the Commander or how we get a hold of you when you're bringing the boat down for the summertime or if somebody wants to jump on board the Eclipse.
Yeah, either Eclipse or Commander, you can call my direct cell phone number. I have it on all the time. It's 619-518-8701. As well as they can go onto our website and check out our summer schedule. We just released our summer schedule for Eclipse. Folks are looking to get out on some longer trips there for 1 to 3 day trips.
Awesome. Great job. Glad you guys are having success out there, Mark. Appreciate you keeping us up to date, letting us know what's biting. We'll look forward to talking to you real soon.
All right, guys. Thanks. Have a good rest
of
the morning.
Thanks a lot for that. Jumping right back into the phones, Bruce in Lemon Grove. You're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Bruce, thanks for hanging in there with us this morning.
Hey, good morning, Tim. Good morning. Ricky, how you guys doing?
Morning.
Hey, I know you did some improvements to the boat. I saw about the rail was ripped off. What else did you do to it, Tim?
You know, it was a big cosmetic year, and then mechanically we went through all our engines. We actually rebuilt the generator. We addressed a few other systems, worked on our steering, got it up to speed. Those are the kind of things that, you know, it's the guts of the boat that nobody really, you know, you don't see what we do down there, but obviously going back to our conversation earlier, it's about keeping the boat up and running in tip-top shape and minimizing breakdowns, minimizing any kind of mechanical issue that'll affect our anglers' fishing experience.
Sure.
So a lot of those improvements we make, a lot of those mechanical upgrades are stuff that you never see, but guys certainly realize the benefit. But again, it was a cosmetic year. You know, it was a huge year to paint the boat, get it up in tip-top shape again on the outside. That was one of the reasons why we replaced the rails, replaced that lower cap rail. We've had some corrosion problems that we finally addressed the right way, you know, blistering under the rail and like. And again, it doesn't affect the operation of the boat, but cosmetically, we want that thing looking, you know, pristine as possible, right. Keep it in tip-top shape. Understanding it's a fishing boat, it's not a yacht, you know, there's going to be dings and hits, but, you know, we want to keep her looking as good as we possibly can. And I was telling everybody earlier, we completely rebuilt, Randy rebuilt that whole area up in the bow under the anchor winch and around the anchor winch. There was some corrosion up there that we needed to address. So we, again, made a much better boat of it, a much better boat of it than it was, cool. Especially that improvement up in the bow, man. That thing's like a battleship up there now. I mean, it lasted 30 years, what we had there before, but now it's up to, it's not just up to standard, it exceeds the standard.
That's cool. Very cool. Well, hey, I look forward to seeing you out there, Bruce. I hope you get to check out all the new improvements on your next trip. Guy from Mission Beach, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Guy?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Great, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. Hey, my son is 11 years old. He's been out on a couple of the half days. I think he's done 1 3-quarter, but he wants to step up to the overnight day and a half trips. What do you, what can he expect on something like that? You think, I mean, I know it all depends on the kid and everything and conditions, but what do you find, what age group they can handle that kind of a trip?
Oh, he can handle it now. I mean, I think you're probably the best judge of your son there. It, you know, his maturity level. I suppose there's some kids that are 11 that might not quite be ready for it, but I suspect he is. If he loves fishing, he's going to go crazy, man. It's like taking him to Disneyland.
No doubt.
If not better. And the fact that, especially if the fish bite, you know, I mean, it's just going to be, he's going to be going nuts. We were all listening to Mark talk earlier about a day and a half trip to San Clemente Island. What a phenomenal trip that would be for a kid, because right. You have that scenic element thrown in there. You know, they're going to be doing different kinds of fishing up in the kelp line, maybe chasing yellows on the outside. You got that beautiful island there. That would be an epic starter. You know, I'm obviously a proponent of going fishing anywhere, anytime with your kids, but, you know, offshore sometimes can be a little difficult for kids. You know, if you're trolling around looking all day, there's a lot of downtime, and, you know, they can be, you know, crawling up the walls waiting for something to happen. that island fishing, you get that scenic component in there, and it's a lot more dynamic. So that might be a suggestion for you if it's a starter trip. But as far as his age goes, man, he's ready. He's absolutely ready. I've been taking my son out on trips for a long, long time, and you know, those little guys adapt quickly.
Yeah.
They do.
I think that's a great call on your part, too, you know, going, doing that island trip right now while it's good fishing and the yellows are biting. Plus, you're just going to see how he does. I mean, nobody knows your son better than you, and if you're even asking about it, he's probably already, like you say, already right for it. But you can see how he does on the boat, and that way, you know, when it comes to tuna fishing, he kind of knows what he's in for a little bit, too. Perfect way to start. Plus, he's going to be nothing but just that much more fired up when the tuna fishing does get rolling here later on this year.
Another thing that I found, too, is that the crew members on the boats, and this is I'm going to make a general statement, but I'm pretty confident in doing so. The crew members on the boats are great with kids.
Totally.
You know, 99% of the guys that work on these boats, they remember when they started. And the reason they're working on these boats is not because they're trying to become a millionaire overnight. It's because they love fishing. And they remember their first experiences with their parents when they came out of the boat or you know, whatever their experiences when they were young on the boat. So they have an innate ability to relate to kids, you know, on their level. So I would be very, very confident that whatever boat you take them out on, that the crew's going to treat your kid like gold, and it's gonna, they're going to make sure that he has a good time and that he becomes a future angler himself or sport boat angler.
Guy, have a great trip. I hope you guys have a lot of fun and appreciate the phone call very much. Hey, just want to let everybody know, Mike Lum just sent us a note, our good friend Mike Lum from Fred Hall, that CCA will indeed have a booth at the Day at the Docks tomorrow. It's going to be right next door to Bloody Decks. And Bart Hall will be one of the guys helping to signing up new members. So if you didn't get a chance to sign up at Fred Hall or you're looking into it and you want an opportunity to sign up and join CCA, which we certainly need as much support as we can possibly have, that Bart himself will be signing guys up. And again, right next door to the Bloody Decks booth tomorrow at Day at the Docks. And speaking of Day at the Docks, we are going to be broadcasting live tomorrow morning. Looking forward to having a great live studio audience. Going to have some great prizes. Going to have a lot of fun. And we're going to have a very special prize for somebody that steps up to our live microphone. So if you want to join us 7 to 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, we're going to be right in front of Fisherman's Landing Tackle Store broadcasting live for Day of the Docks. Going to be a lot of fun there. And certainly can't wait to see everybody and can't wait to answer questions. We're going to have Steve Carson on there talking all kinds of great information, as well as just a bunch of people that we're going to be able to kind of pull from the area setting up their booths there. So it's going to be a great show. Again, looking forward to having everybody there tomorrow from 7 to 9 for Day at the Docks. Jumping back into the phones, Gus in Burbank. You're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Gus.
Yo, Rick. Yo, Tim. Yo, everybody.
What's up, Gus?
How you guys doing?
I'm doing great.
Good. Good morning.
Good morning. I am so looking forward to going out on the Star on August the 29th. I'm going on a 7-day.
Very nice. The Labor Day Open. Love it.
The Labor Day Open.
The Labor Day Open. I just looked at it. As a matter of fact, there's a couple of spaces on that trip.
Well, I don't see how anybody can resist going on that trip.
I don't either. I was thinking I might run that trip and take my son Duke along
there you
with
go.
Me. What the heck?
Perfect.
That was going to be my question. I was going to ask how far in advance you guys decide on who's taking what trip.
You know, I typically write the schedule. As a matter of fact, I just did it last week. I plan it out, and like I wrote it out all the way until December. But that said, yeah, remember it's always in flux. You know, there's a lot of variables that can affect who ends up running the trip or who ends up working the deck. But the good news is, and it's one of the reasons we set our operation up as we have in our partnership, is that it really doesn't matter who runs the boat. You know, whether it be Randy, whether it be Brian or I, you know, aside from the fact that our personalities are different, our success on the water, our experience level, and our investment in the outcome of our anglers as owners of that boat is exactly the same. You know, we are 100% committed to everybody stepping off that boat, not just 100% satisfied, but with, you know, a result that exceeds their satisfaction or their expectations. So it doesn't matter who runs the boat. You know that, Gus. You've been fishing with all of us over the years. And again, it's one of the reasons why it's the main reason we set our operation up as we did. We wanted, as owners, we wanted the confidence of knowing that whoever's driving that boat is a guy that's in solid, that not only knows what he's doing, that has the experience and the credentials, but a guy that is invested as an owner in the outcome.
Gus, appreciate the phone call very much, and certainly look forward to your trip. And, you know, with that, I wanted to touch on something that we haven't really talked much about at all today, and that's fisherman's processing. And I think I've talked to you a lot about it in the past, and you had a unique insight about wanting to be a part of fisherman's processing. It kind of goes exactly what you just mentioned there, that it was one component of the trip that is a very big deal. It's the catch. It's, you know, everything that the boat and you and your crew work so hard to achieve. And fisherman's processing was a way of yourself and, you know, at the time, Frank and Randy and obviously Sean, you know, is your ability to put the whatever you call it, the Royal Star stamp, the fisherman's landing stamp, you know, that highest level, you know, to carry right on with the fish once it's off of the boat.
That's exactly right. I mean, you think about it from, you know, it's not just a business perspective, but if you just break it down into the business perspective, it was you know, and we had good experiences with the processors. I don't want to
mischaracterize it. Sure, you're not bashing it.
That's right. But it's pretty scary. You know, we take our customers and we work so hard to produce a result that, again, exceeds their expectations. And then the day they get in or the minute they get in, that customer, if we're not in the fish processing end of it, we just hand them off to somebody else and good luck. You know, whatever happens, happens. And we don't have any part of it. We don't have the ability to affect that end of their experience, which is... What is it? A third of it? It's a half of you know, the overall
the reasons you're going.
Fishing
certainly
experience.
Amazing.
Yeah. So I mean, it's a pretty scary setup for you know to end up in a position where you have a customer that, you know, they're really satisfied with the trip and the boat and all that, but they could potentially be dissatisfied on the back end. We have no ability to affect that in any way, shape, or form. So, you know, recognizing that it was a big part of our motivation to start our own processors or be involved in fishermen's processing. That way, hey, we have, and I say it right in our brochure, we have both our professional and personal guarantee that the outcome of that fish processing experience is going to again be consistent with the experience that we provide on Royal Star. It's you know, it makes perfect sense if you think about it from a business standpoint. And then from a personal standpoint, there's nothing that makes Randy, Brian, and I happier than knowing that our customers are going over there and having the facility that we offer.
Sure.
And knowing that all those products are available, knowing that Sean and Rosie, who we could have a show, we actually do have a show of your own with them. I mean, the accolades are endless. That with their management style and their dedication to perfection, to making sure everybody walks out the door satisfied. And, it, you know, again, it just makes perfect sense, the synergy between the fish processor and the boat and now the landing. It's, you know, it to me is a recipe for success.
Fun to watch it happen, you know, from an idea on paper, exactly what you said. Well, we want to make sure that the customer is the most taken care of. Well, that's the idea on paper, and then watching it happen at the back end. And then, and like we read in the, you know, in the spot talking about Fisherman's Processing, seeing how it's evolved and innovated, and they just are definitely not satisfied. They're not satisfied with cutting fish. You know, that's not the only thing they do, just shipping and taking care of things and customizing every order to every individual and then doing things like the smoke and the jerk and the new tuna burgers, which I think is such a good idea. It's, I think everything that has progressed from Fisherman's Processing has just been awesome, and it's elevated everything to the next level.
It kind of goes back to what we were – it doesn't kind of. It does go back to what we were talking about at the beginning of the trip, how you know, the evolution of our fishery and how you just – that the angler just gets more and more and more for, you know, the dollars that they're investing in fishing. They're getting more value. You know, it's like an exponential increase. And you throw again that Fisherman's Processing component into it. What a huge advantage for anglers.
Cool.
How stoked is an angler to come off Royal Star when, hey, their order is already taken on board, it's done, and they're talking to the owners. They're talking to the guys that have, again, a vested interest in the outcome there. When they step off that boat, their order form has already been, you know, we'll call it in or we'll email it in, whatever, and it's all set up. An angler literally has the opportunity or the ability, if they want, to step off that boat with their gear, load it up their car, and drive away. It's done. It's all taken care of.
Pretty
darn
cool.
Is that? and know that it's the same guys that they just went fishing with. It's the same guys that are taking care of that fish, and you know they have that confidence that they don't have to. Yeah. They don't have to worry about it.
Just
all.
Know
done.
All the hard work that went into getting it. That same amount of hard work is going to be getting it to you in the most perfect place possible.
That's right.
Pretty darn cool. Hey, let's jump back into the phones. Cliff in Lakewood, continuing to hang with us. Cliff, sure appreciate hanging in there. Good morning.
No problem, Rick and Jim. How you doing this morning?
Morning.
I had a question about if you have a big fish and you want to weigh on the scale. Do you guys gill and gut it, or you leave them whole?
No, well, we'll weigh it before we gill and gut it. We sling them up there right during the trip. First thing we do, you can see all those pictures that we've taken over the years on the website. We weigh them, record the weight, and then we dress them out. And it's amazing how accurate that scale is on board. I know, you know, years and years ago, not anymore, but years and years ago, there was a lot of chatter about, oh, the weights on board aren't accurate and yada, 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 because the boat's moving around. But those scales average. It's actually their livestock scales meant for weighing live animals.
Sure.
So they take averages, like it's just ridiculous number of averages, like 20 averages a second or something like that. Then it spits out that number. You've seen it a bunch of times. And not only is it accurate because of its, you know, because of the way it takes the measurements, but also over the years we've become very skilled at knowing, you know, where it levels off at. You can pretty much peg it. We've had at least 10 times, I haven't keep track of everyone, but at least 10 times where an angler, you know, it's a 300-pounder or, you know, it's their personal best, whatever, we weigh it on the scale, record the weight, and the angler says, you know what, man, I really want to get a land weight of that fish just to make sure, you know, so there's no question about it. We have yet to be more than a pound off. It's within tenths.
Wow.
Within tenths every single time. Not one time has it been more than a pound off. And this is over a period of 5, 6, 8, 10 years that we did this. So the weights on board are very, very accurate. You know, if there's going to be an IGFA candidate, no, we wouldn't use the weight on board. We wouldn't dress the thing. We'd get a land weight consistent with their rules. But you can be confident as an angler that the weight that scale spits out on board. Hey, man, that's what that thing weighs.
When you or Randy or Brian call out, you know, it's a 225-pounder, you can be very confident that's exactly what she would weigh back at the dock. And the beauty of it is, you no longer have to do that now. You can get that weight, and then you guys give those fish the Royal Star treatment before they go down and start chilling.
That's right. And you know, too, from being there as many times as you have, you know what, man, we've got a lot of personal pride in invested in our operation, our integrity. We're not BS. Right? Look at the weights that we record.
Sure.
How many 296s, 298s, 299s, 297 have we recorded? You could just as easily go, oh, 300, and we don't do that.
I guarantee you when a 296 is on the scale swinging, one of the numbers that it flashes is 305, you know, and it settles in at 296. I mean, you absolutely, and I've seen it and been part of it.
Yep.
I've got a 196 that sure at one point flashed to 202, but you know, it is what it is. And like you say, you you're proud of what you catch no matter what.
That's right. It's all about integrity.
Exactly.
You do it one time, and it blows all the other thousands. So, you know, knowing that, we pride ourselves on doing things right.
Absolutely. You know, and speaking of that, too, I know it's not something that we've covered much, and we've certainly covered it before, but it still blows me away, and my hat goes off, not just to you, because I know you'll get in the trench to do it, but how well your crew does at dressing those fish when they come on board. That's the thing that every time I go on a trip on the Royal Star, I don't know how they're able to get it done. No matter how busy those guys are, the fish never, ever, ever suffers. They don't lay on the deck. As soon as they come on board, that fish is cut, and it's gilled and gutted and spiked and bled and all of the things that you guys do to them, and they're instantly down in the RSW. And it just, I don't know how you're able to pull it off with as busy as things can get on the deck of the boat when the fish are biting, but the quality never seems to suffer ever.
I'll tell you what it is, I'm thinking about it, but you know what, man? I know, again, Randy, Brian, our whole crew, as it comes from the top, we have a passion for working hard. I mean, we're driven by it. There's nothing I love more than having... We had it happen the last trip I ran. We had 15 fish in the deck. Both sides wells were full. We had bait in the center. The fish were biting. We had 8 going. Fish boiling everywhere. Kites going off. It's like, we got to dress those fish. We got to swing a well over. We got, like, all this is going concurrently. And, again, we have 6-8 fish going. Dude, it's like, it's a natural high.
Yeah.
At that point, it's like, yeah, let's go. Let's get it on.
Cool.
And it's not just me. I mean, we all feel the same way. Like, the busier we are, the more challenged we are, the better we perform. That's when we get in the zone. So we're driven by it.
Awesome.
That's how we make it happen.
That sure is cool. Hey, Cliff, appreciate the phone call very much. When we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy out there has got himself a brand new Power of Maui Jims. Lots of great Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. You stay tuned. It is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
XSRF 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Padres are playing some kind of baseball.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled deep diving aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium BMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com. Meet the innovation award-winning Yamaha V6 offshore 4-strokes at 300, 250, and 225 horsepower. These Predators are up to 73 pounds lighter than the competition. And with class-leading 4.2-liter displacements, they're up to 19% faster and up to 17% more fuel efficient at cruise RPM than comparable 4-strokes. And now they're available with Hellmaster, Yamaha's fully integrated boat control system. Meet the next generation of Yamaha V6 offshore 4-strokes today at your local Yamaha dealer. Hellmaster available with V6s purchased only as part of new boat packages from boat builder partners.
If you're into the water, I mean getting out and going fishing, diving, surfing, shark diving, or kayaking, you need to check out the Islander at islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. In addition, the Islander offers kayak mothership trips, spearfishing trips, and more. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. You won't find a more knowledgeable or well-rounded team than Captain Shane Slaughter, John Conniff, and crew. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Hey, Seaguar fans, the wait is over for premium quality pink fluorocarbon leader material. Seaguar Pink Label is made from the same proprietary process and exclusive Seaguar resins you trust. Seaguar Pink Label is soft and supple, yet provides superior knot and tensile strength. In fact, it has 30% better knot strength than competitive fluoro lines. A portion of the proceeds from the sale of Pink Label will be donated to the National Breast Cancer Foundation, Inc. Get Seaguar Pink Label leader material at your favorite tackle dealer. To learn more, visit Seaguar.com.
Hook up!
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner of those brand new Maui Jim sunglasses going to Guy in Mission Beach. Guy, there's not a better pair of glasses on the water. You are going to be so stoked to have those. And Tim, I just don't know how 2 hours goes by as fast as it does, but so enjoy having you on here. So much going on. And boy, really just want to thank and appreciate you taking the time to come hang out with us. I know Duke's got a ball game and there's tons of stuff going on with the Royal Star and fishing, but we sure appreciate you coming and hanging out and BSing with us for a couple hours.
Always a pleasure. Yeah. I say it every time. It is. It's the fastest 2 hours. I can't even believe it.
It's crazy.
2 hours just whizzes by, man. I love doing it. I love the show. Love being here with you guys. Supporting the fishery, supporting our industry, supporting the boat, of course. And I want to thank all the listeners, as well as Royal Star Anglers. We do have some space on trips coming up. There's some summer space. There's space in the fall, that first eight day. I know there's a handful of spots on that one. So there's availability on Royal Star, both in the summer as well as the fall. Give us a jingle. We threw those 2 5-days in at the end of the at the end of October. We changed the trip around. There's 2 5-days to take advantage of this later fall fishery. 619-224-4764. I'll be in the office along with Tracy all next week. Follow along on the website, rs@royalstarsportfishing.com. And again, I want to thank everybody. We're going to keep the ball rolling and keep improving the operation as the years go by.
We'll look forward to that. Again, we're going to be seeing Sean Rosie at Day at the Docks tomorrow, Fisherman's Processing. Certainly looking forward to hearing from Pete tomorrow with continued success. He's on board with Randy right now in the Royal Star. Appreciate a great job, Tim. We look forward to hearing you from the boat here real soon.
Right on. Thanks, man.
For that. Hey, another great show coming for you tomorrow morning. We're going to be live at Day of the Docks. Pete, again, is on the water, so it'll just be me solo, and I can't wait to see you down there. Come join us 7 to 9 a.m. right in front of Fisherman's Landing Tackle. It's going to be a great time. We will look forward to seeing you then with more Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.